many people went down with that bridge in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have.
But Fire Chief James Wallace says there were some construction workers on the Key Bridge and vehicles at the time a cargo ship hit it, so the numbers could change. It all sent the whole span of the bridge crumbling into the frigid water 50 feet deep.
We have a large area that we have to search. This includes on the surface of the water, subsurface.
2 people were rescued. 1's okay. The other hospitalized in serious condition. So what caused this giant ship to hit the bridge? State Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld says it's not terrorism.
We don't see anything that relates to that at this time. It's an open investigation, but there's nothing that points to that in any direction.
An American journalist jailed in Russia for almost a year, Evan Gershkovich, will stay behind bars, accused of being a spy.
He denies the charges, and the U.S. considers him wrongfully detained. Gershkovich has had his pretrial detention extended until June 30th. This means he'll likely remain in Moscow's Lefortovo prison, notorious for harsh conditions.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. As the Supreme Court takes up another abortion case in an hour, hearing a challenge to the FDA's approval of mifepristone, a drug used to end pregnancies. Well, former President Trump keeps trying to put together a lowered $175 million bond to appeal a civil fraud ruling in New York he calls fake and ridiculous. His media company that runs the Truth Social app goes public on Wall Street in a half hour with a DJT symbol, replacing the digital world stock that was already trading.
The stock finished up 35% yesterday. It's gained close to 8% or so in pre-market trading. Now, Trump's going to own 58% of the new entity. So with the current share price that it closed at yesterday, that stake is valued at over $3.5 billion.
That's Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Israel is today walking away from the latest talks in Qatar, trying to work out a ceasefire in its war against Hamas. It is also angry at the U.S. for not stopping what happened at the United Nations.
Monday, 14 of 15 U.N. Security Council countries voted for a resolution that called for a temporary ceasefire and the release of the Israeli hostages. The U.S. abstained, but Israel's prime minister wanted a veto, so he canceled plans to send a delegation to the White House to discuss future military plans in Gaza. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This one didn't condemn Hamas, which is why we couldn't support it. But we didn't veto it because, in general, unlike previous resolutions, this one did fairly capture what has been our consistent policy,
which is linking a hostage deal with a temporary ceasefire. He said the U.S. still has Israel's back and will continue to talk to Israel about its future military plans. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now, despite all that, Israel's defense minister is still expected to meet today with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. No official comment yet from Sean Diddy Combs, the rapper and music producer and actor who appears to be under a lot of scrutiny.
Federal agents raiding homes linked to Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles and Miami. Here in L.A., heavily armed agents raided Combs' mansion and was seen escorting several people from the property before investigators moved in. While in Miami, some agents arrived at Combs' waterfront property there by boat. We are told by our sources that this is a sex trafficking investigation.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Several lawsuits have been filed against Combs in recent months alleging sexual misconduct. His lawyers have called the allegations complete lies. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling, and we all failed again to hit the jackpot last night. So the Powerball prize grows to about $865 million. The fortune on the line tonight's even bigger. Mega Millions. Worth $1.1 billion, the 8th largest U.S. lottery jackpot of all time. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign School District facing an employment discrimination charge for an allegedly excessive punishment against an assistant principal. Booker T. Washington STEAM Academy assistant principal Rebecca Ramey has filed a charge of discrimination with both the Illinois Department of Human Rights and the Equal Opportunity Commission. The University of Illinois continuing to remove parking meters around campus as they make the switch to using paying with mobile apps instead. The updated signs are blocks that are shaped like an eye. These blocks can be seen down West Pennsylvania Avenue in Urbana. Finally, Illini headed to Boston this week to take on the number 2 seed Iowa State at TD Garden Thursday in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Number 3 seed Illini punched their ticket to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005 Saturday with a big win over Duquesne. 89-63. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you. It's 8:06 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5 with our weather now brought to you by Kurt Lenshaw over at State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Well, I've noticed the wet and the wind and all of that. Boy, pretty windy yesterday. What would have gotten wind-wise, right? Meteorologist Greg Solier?
Well, Mr. Stevie J and Diane Ducey, well, we still have some gusts out there right around the 30-mile-per-hour clip, but 52-degree readings. It's a steady south wind at 21, by the way, at Willard and Savoy, 52 currently at Rantoul, 54 over at Danville there. They've got some wind gusts about 30 miles per hour. Then across the Indiana line, wind advisories in effect till about the 5 o'clock hour from about Logansport, West Lafayette, on southward. They may still be looking some hits to 45 to near 50 miles per hour. So kind of the same wind pattern we had here at times yesterday afternoon, and we had cut times on the overnight hours as little showers made their way across the area. About a quarter to three quarters of an inch across the area, close to an inch in some of the gauges out west and northwest of Springfield and south and southwest of about Peoria, Canton, Beardstown. Some shower activity, speaking of which, back to the west of us, Lake Shelbyville, Taylorville, up to around Peoria. Those are quickly moving to the east and northeast, so a few showers around scattered for the morning hours and an iffy chance this afternoon. The southwest wind continues, gust 35, close to 40 miles per hour as the day wears on. And we're not far off the day's high, close to about 55. The temperatures will be down around 47, 48 at supper time with a southwest wind 20 to 30, as mentioned. Windy, colder tonight, 31. Some sun tomorrow, colder, a little bit below average at 47. A little above average Thursday at 57. Spring-like for a change here Friday, although can't complain. We've had a couple of days like that at 64. Rest of the holiday weekend, 65 on Saturday, 58 on Sunday. There may be a little rain in here in the afternoon hours, and at night Saturday we think dry for sunrise services on Easter. A little rain late in the day, and then widespread rains early next week as we temporarily pop back into the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
So what he just said there, it's spring.
Yeah.
So what you get.
We're up and down.
Yep. But the days are longer. We're noticing that. Morning getting a little lighter earlier. Mm-hmm. And staying nice and light till, what, 7:30 these days?
Yeah, I love that. 52 now. Still breezy.
We're going to talk ancient aliens live at the Virginia. We'll do that in a few minutes.
I like this show on the History Channel.
Yeah, I heard it's really fun, but I don't know a ton about it.
Have extraterrestrials visited the Earth for millions of years, Stevie? That's what they're looking into.
Why don't we start with Area 51?
Right.
What do we got out there?
Well, and to me, when it comes to Stonehenge or the pyramids, and it is fascinating. And how did people do that?
Well, they did pulleys on the pyramids. I mean, they had the system of pulleys.
They even figure that out? That must have been an alien influence.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. And Stonehenge, you got me. I mean, I've stood under those things and...
Really? Yeah. That would be so cool.
I think they thought it was water. It was underwater.
Oh.
And why it balances like that, though?
Right.
I don't know. I've been to Stonehenge. It's pretty cool.
So, Ancient Aliens Live is coming to the Virginia Theater on Friday. So, we actually have a pair of tickets we're handing out. If you want to text in Ancient Aliens, you have a chance to win to go Friday at 7:30 when the show starts at the Virginia Theater. And some cast members are coming in. We'll be visiting with the UFO investigator, Nick Pope, inside the next half an hour.
All right, we'll do that. Coming up, all of our guests appear on the Tapman's Join phone line. All of our texts come in with the Fisher National Bank text line. So if you've gotten up and you're not sure what's going on, something happened at the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mm-hmm. A cargo ship 1,000 feet long actually hit one of the pillars and the bridge collapsed at 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central Time. And you can imagine the catastrophe this would have been. It's already bad. I mean, they're looking for seven people, but on a bridge like that, which is a main artery here to get to Baltimore, it could have been a just unbelievably bad if it had been a rush hour or something. But they were looking for seven. The numbers could obviously change. There were some construction people pouring concrete, doing some repairs at the time, but nobody understands with really negligible wind and clear visibility how it just weren't paying attention, I guess, to be headed right toward the concrete pillar. And the thing collapsing, I don't know what I expected and how it was supposed to look, but it just flopped down quickly. But you're hitting one of the main supports.
Okay, now I see the Baltimore fire chief said they are searching for vehicles in the water.
Yeah, and we were seeing, they have cameras, of course, everywhere in the world these days. And so for this, you could see the power. Everything went dark on this 1,000-foot cargo ship.
Right.
It went dark seconds before it hit it. It obviously probably had, obviously, major impact, but it doesn't look like it's going very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it hit it, and the thing, a good portion of the bridge just went into the water. I mean, quickly.
Right.
So I didn't see any cars falling in at the time, which, again, during different part of the day, at rush hour, it would have been awful in the morning early or late in the day. Could have been 1,000 people.
Right.
At least.
Yeah.
So they're searching for the seven that they know of. They did pull somebody out that was in serious condition. The other person declined even going to the hospital.
Right.
Fine.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a construction guy.
Probably so, because they do decline health care a lot.
But it's a 140-foot drop.
I know.
It's a long way down.
Right.
And not to mention the steel that's following you could hit you. So that's the biggest story in America this morning so far. And again, by all indications, black smoke coming out of the ship means that somebody hit reverse. You can't turn that monolith around. You need miles to do that. So it's, it's a sad deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, search and rescue is what they're doing now. So that's a major deal going on. We played some Brad Underwood from yesterday's ESPN national interview. It's fun to see Brad. Brad does a very good job on the quick little interviews during the game. He's just really good.
Yeah, well, he studied it in college. I mean, he was going to be a broadcaster.
Yeah, he's good at it.
The coaching didn't work out.
Yeah, he's glad the coaching worked out because it pays somewhat more.
Exactly.
Brad, by the way, second highest paid coach in the Big Ten and eighth in the nation.
Oh, wow.
I think he's up to 4.7 or something.
Okay.
Good.
When I was looking at the...
Winning as coach in the Big Ten last 5 years ought to pay something. Ah, come on.
When I was looking at the Iowa State... Cyclones, you know, history, Hoiberg is part of that.
Yeah, Fred Hoiberg was their coach.
Uh-huh.
He went from Iowa State to Bulls, not so good, and back to Nebraska.
I see.
I think he's a really good coach.
Uh-huh.
But, everybody is keeping an eye on the portal. Brad Underwood said, leave me alone. I'm taking a nap. I'm going to take a nap because he said, let my staff worry about next year.
Right.
You don't want to mess up the moment. Get the Super Soaker. What are you doing if you beat Iowa State? You got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But Iowa State game is, I get it. We got the best offense. They have the best defense. It's amazing. We're number one KenPom offense. They're number one KenPom defense. KenPom's just guru of statistics.
All the statistics, yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, but the bottom line is we're in it. We're in the game. Now, isn't that better? We played well at the end of the season. And instead of being the expected 4 seed, we're the 3 seed. Why does that matter? We play the 2. 2 plays the 3, 1 plays the 4. We'd be playing UConn Thursday night if we didn't get that 3.
I see.
So I think we have a better chance to beat Iowa State than UConn, but maybe we beat them both.
Okay.
Maybe we beat everybody. Maybe.
That would be awesome.
Oh.
Then my bracket would be legit.
I have Illinois winning. Do you?
I think so.
But you don't even know.
I don't even know.
You have no idea. Do you know where it is?
I it's under a pile, and I'm in a lot of piles right now because Major League Baseball is coming Thursday, Stevie.
Yeah, tomorrow's our Tim Onstott smoke day where we're going to have...
Kind of a cookout in downtown Philo.
I told the boys that we'll be serving them award-winning chicken, pork, ribs... and brisket. What a great place to work.
Yeah.
That I'll be giving them award-winning beef during and chicken during their show. Pork. So anyway, that's tomorrow with Tim's big rig down here. And
our neighbor Mitch was asking. Of course, he's going to be smelling it.
Well, he's I want Mitch to be a judge.
Right. But I think people are wondering, can we come by? And,
no, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Sorry. You'll be able to smell it?
The free smell and the Jimmy John's
kind of thing. Right, exactly. I mean, the whole downtown Philo will smell pretty good. And if you ever want to ask Tim a question, totally come by.
That's true.
Yeah, and if it's pretty cool. Anyway, it's just one of those radio things where we have some fun.
Okay.
And have a massive smell in downtown Philo that might be worth the drive.
Okay.
All right.
And St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cubs 6-3 yesterday. We had some of the action over on US 105.9. But as far as opening the season Thursday, St. Louis is at L.A. with a 3:10 start. And we have the Cubs in Texas with a 6:35 start on Thursday.
Yeah, the boys won't be on because the Cardinals will be.
Right.
For Thursday, that gives the boys a chance to do power naps. Derek Piper will be in Boston. And I can't ever remember the Fighting Illini in my lifetime playing a game in Boston, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have, but I don't remember. Just don't go that direction.
That's right.
We don't play out there. I mean, Big Ten goes to Rutgers now and play out there.
Yes.
Play Maryland, and we're not too far, but I don't ever remember. Anybody remember Illinois basketball having a game in Boston?
Interesting.
Don't think it's happened. It's been a long time. And back in the day, you'd probably take a bus, right? I mean, back in the early days.
Right. And we looked at Champaign to Boston, and it was like 16 hours.
Can't bust that. So you have to fly. Anyway, I just don't think we've played there. Somebody knows that.
Right. Illinois women will face Tulsa at 6:30 on Thursday. So they'll be going against the Golden Hurricane, and that's exciting too.
So when was the last time a women's basketball coach, outside Teresa Grants, has Illinois ever had two seasons in a row where we've had a winning record?
Right.
We have a winning record now.
16-15.
Because of these wins.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was spectacular. I don't know. The first 2 years of a coaching job, Teresa Grant's pretty sure she did. But Shauna Green's going to be one of our greatest women's coaches of all time. No question.
And her home finale, Caitlin Clark had 32 points as Iowa beat West Virginia yesterday in the postseason, 64-54. Will Caitlin Clark, she is going to the WNBA.
She's going to WNBA.
She's not going to the portal.
She said she's
she
going
to. She can't come over to the Illinois team.
No. She's an Iowa girl. She's also dating Connor McCaffrey, which is Fran, the head men's coach.
That's right.
That's his oldest son, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Caitlin Clark, I didn't know that the first two rounds you got to play at home.
Right.
So for Iowa, now they got to go to Albany for the Sweet 16, so a neutral court.
Right.
But I do believe the Illinois-Kentucky game of 1984 might have changed all of that when we had to play in Kentucky in Rupp Arena. And we lost the ball game because Dickie Beals traveled, but nobody remembers that. Uh-huh. And so they tend to change it. What's not fair to host in a big-time tournament? You can't have the home court.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So, and speaking of Big Ten and women's basketball, Penn State, Indiana, Purdue, and Wisconsin, all winning teams yesterday in the postseason. So good luck to the Big Ten, I suppose.
Yeah,
Pacers over the Clippers. Washington beat the Bulls.
I do root for the Big Ten at this point.
Me too.
Right now, it's just Illinois-Purdue. That's all that's left. Okay, back with
NIT, by the way, with Georgia at Ohio State tonight.
All right. Go Buckeyes, I guess. Yeah.
So again, everyone, let's check weather. Free sun for all. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday boasted the organized rains of yesterday. While off to the north and east of us, still a stout wind pattern. New activity in the form of scattered showers, a couple of thunderstorms making their way across the western end of the state. They'll be in here as the morning wears on. Meanwhile, winter storm conditions through the upper Midwest, western Great Lakes region. A bit of a break in this active weather pattern over the end part of the week. And by early next week, we're back into the thick of it with more widespread rains. Temperatures for the day today into the 50s. They'll fall back in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon, though, and towards evening time, with southwesterly winds gusting still to 40 to 45 miles per hour. That wind will diminish here slowly later on tonight, down to a colder low of 31, tomorrow partly sunny 47. Back into the 50s with sunshine Thursday, 64 on Good Friday and over the Easter holiday weekend. What's left of it, 65. Stray shower chance Saturday. Some rain late in the day on Sunday, Easter high 58. Showers and thunderstorms Monday next week. We pop back into the 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The Festival of Quilts celebrates a special tradition at Cunningham Children's Home. Since 1895, every young person that comes to live in Cunningham is given a handmade quilt to enjoy and treasure forever. The quilts are lovingly created by United Women in Faith and other members of the quilting community throughout Illinois who care about Cunningham youth. The 20th anniversary Festival of Quilts will be happening on April 12th and 13th at 9 a.m. at Cunningham Children's Home, 1301 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. For more information, visit cunninghamhome.org. Hope begins here.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Orders for expensive manufactured things, everything from airplanes to refrigerators, are holding up better than expected. Durable goods orders rose 1.4% in February. Boeing's issues apparently were not a negative factor. Excluding transportation, durable goods orders were up 0.5%. Krispy Kreme shares are up 20% after its expanded deal with McDonald's. Krispy Kreme will add its donuts to all McDonald's locations by the end of 2026. The donuts will be dropped off fresh daily. McCormick shares are up about 6%. Its earnings were better than a year ago. Trump Media and Technology Group launches on the NASDAQ today after closing its merger with Digital World Acquisition. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. This week on Perino on Politics, are today's presidential candidates bad or good for American business? The host of Making Money on Fox Business, Charles Payne, joins me with a look at how President Biden is impacting business. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Are you ready? A free trip to the most lavish resort out of this world. The most spectacular landscapes and majestic views ever imagined. Where all human pains, afflictions, worries, concerns, they'll all be gone for eternity. You're right, it will be heaven. Well, it is very simple. Start your journey today. The Lord opens His welcoming arms to greet you. And this week, visit His house. Attend church services of your choice. We have found the Lord at Muhammad Christian Church. Listen to the words. Jesus will guide you as to where you need to be. And for our friends in nursing homes or assisted living, please attend your weekly prayer services. It is that simple. Start your journey today. The Lord will put His arm around you and give you comfort. Take away all your problems, anxieties, and pains for eternity. Are you ready? The Lord has been expecting you.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Don't miss out when Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
Yeah, that's you love that show.
I do.
Yeah, so is your husband.
It's on the History Channel.
Yeah, so what is it? What
I've
is
always
it?
Been one of those who likes to look into, you know, life beyond Earth, you know, and out in the stars and into the galactic and, you know, the X-Files stuff back in the day. I was a big fan. And you necessarily aren't.
I've not seen it. I think sometimes God's up there with a mirror.
Right.
Watch this. They're going to think this is the Milky Way. Got a big old mirror up there.
That's probably more likely.
It is. I don't know. It is so overwhelming to think about some of the numbers, and it'll, you know, take a light year and all these things to get to Saturn.
Yep.
I just don't consume myself because it doesn't necessarily matter because I'm not going. And to understand it all is vast, and it just wasn't one of my particular interests.
Okay.
I do think we are going to go to Mars at some point.
Yeah.
But I think it's, if you don't believe in God, please tell me how we're positioned perfectly as Earth, where it's 2 degrees this way we burn up, 2 degrees that way we freeze. I mean, it's just amazing. And the Earth spins at 1,200 miles an hour.
Right.
And we don't feel that. There's just divine intervention and all this stuff. So anyway, I think it's amazing and everything, but I do believe God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Okay. So that's where I'm good. Well. You know, I mean, dude, the sun is 10,000 degrees on the surface. And if I'm this close, I'm Venus. I'm burning up. Uh-huh. If I'm at Mars, I can't live. There's no oxygen. Anyway, how's that all work? I don't know.
It's just divine. You know, speaking of neat things, the solar eclipse and the path of totality. I know we've worked with visitindy.com, and Indianapolis is in the path of totality, and it'll be cool on April 8th.
I think
to
you're
see
going.
All of that.
You're
going
to go see this.
I haven't worked out all the details, so now I'm starting to get a little worried. And, you know, here in central Illinois, it's 98%, and that's pretty close. And what if it is cloudy? And then and think of all the traffic. And, yeah, I just am starting
well,
to.
Well, you had awful big enthusiasm two weeks ago when you were planning all this. It's okay because, again, cool, really neat. Somebody's going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to enjoy the heck out
for
of it.
For sure. And that's
you have need the glasses and everything, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And I haven't heard much about, you know, who's got what. When this happened a few years ago, and Carbondale is in the path again.
Yeah, Southern Illinois has got the right in the complete dark for, 5 minutes?
Right.
Yeah.
Or 3 minutes and 45 seconds or something, but who's counting? But and that's going to be, I think, 2:45-ish for us. But I was at a school meeting inside the last week, and they were saying, we're starting to issue permission slips now in case family want to look to excuse their kid on April 8th. But then I was chiming in saying, it's really at the end of the school day. Do they really have to miss the whole school day?
Yep.
But they might be trapped.
No, you've got to get ready. Sit there in that lawn chair. But it's 10 in the morning, Mommy. But it's coming.
And, you know, technically speaking, I think there's a couple of hours of, like, kind of a weird darkness coming on. And then, you know, they say, like, it's when it's dark for that 3 minutes or whatever, that sometimes, you know, the birds will stop chirping and...
Well, they're not reading the paper. They're not hearing us. They don't know. They're not hearing the show. It's okay, birdies. I love feeding
but
the birds.
But remember last year, the last time this happened, the jam on 57 and all the traffic and... And people didn't get to where they needed to go to see it.
And while you're at it, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. David says, we'll see the eclipse down near Carbondale. 4 minutes and 2 seconds of totality, dark.
Okay.
They could plan to be on a boat in the middle of Lake Kincaid.
Oh, nice.
That would be a nice spot.
Right.
Okay. We have this. Is this Nick? Are you Nick?
Oh, good.
I will be in a sec. Hang on.
Okay, gotcha.
Nick Pope is a cast member for Ancient Aliens coming to the Virginia Friday, March 29. Nick, nice to have you on. Tell me about your show. What can I expect from Ancient Aliens Live?
Oh, maybe it was the person that hooks him up. No, this is the fancy people, Stevie.
Ooh, this is the pre-call.
Right.
Standby station.
Because he said, I will be in
I thought he was joking.
Right.
Didn't you think he was joking? Okay.
Well, we couldn't.
Here's Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hello.
Nick.
Yeah, good, thank you.
It's Nick Pope. He is a cast member for Ancient Aliens Live, coming to the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29. Tickets available. Nick, tell me about your show, man.
Well, if people like Ancient Aliens, which they obviously do, this is like a greatest hit live and on stage with some of the best known faces from the show.
Awesome. And with you as the UFO investigator, I'll bet you have some stories. I know you share them on the History Channel during the Ancient Aliens show. What's your kind of factor when you come to the Virginia Theater on Friday?
Well, I'm obviously moderate the show, and what I'm going to be trying to do is bridge the gap between the old and the new. So we're going to be taking people back in time and around the world to the pyramids, Stonehenge, all these amazing sites, but also fast-forwarding to what's going on with Congress now taking such an active interest in UFOs.
Mm. Yeah, because I'm seeing all these pilots record these, what is that kind of moments?
Yes, yes.
What is that, Nick?
Yeah.
Can you tell me? What is it?
The short answer is we don't know. It's probably lots of different things. Some of these sightings may well be secret prototype aircraft and drones. But as for some of the others, who knows? And you know, with scientists looking now for proof of extraterrestrial life and being more open to the possibility, I'm not ruling anything out.
Well, what is it about disclosure? Why can't we be more open with this information? They're just afraid we're all going to freak out?
Yeah, people freak out. That's why.
Well, I think it would fundamentally affect almost every aspect out of our lives. And I mean, particularly if it does come with a little bit of a dark side, I mean, it might not all be good news. And, you know, we kind of go crazy enough as humans on this planet of ours without throwing aliens into the mix. So it's a bit of a tinderbox, maybe.
Nick, who are you working with on stage when you come to the Virginia Theater with Ancient Aliens on Friday night?
Who we're going to see is Giorgio Tsoukalos, the guy with the hair, of course, who's prompted all those internet memes. I mean, he's very much the face of the show, but also David Childress, the real-life Indiana Jones, they call him, and William Henry, who's the spiritual voice of Ancient Aliens.
Okay, and you guys just interact and share stories. Will there be a Q&A section towards the end?
We do take some questions, but those have been pre-submitted,
okay.
And I'll be picking out a mix of them as moderator.
Awesome.
Hey, Nick, is there Area 51 or not?
I absolutely, yes, 100%. I don't know if they've got aliens there, but it exists.
Okay, so you can't, seeing that you're Nick Pope from Ancient Aliens Live, you can't get like a field trip because you're, you know, you're
special guy.
Kind of big time.
Yeah.
Sadly not. No, they would stop me at the gates and turn me away.
Darn it.
But you have fun doing this, do you not?
Absolutely. And sometimes at each other's expense. There are a few jokes about Giorgio's hair that always somehow manage to get into the mix.
It is higher than all the others on the promotional picture for Ancient Aliens Live. He does have good hair. He should really get a...
He does. And he's... Yeah, he's hugely knowledgeable, of course, but he is a good sport, too, when it comes to those sorts of jokes.
What part of Great Britain do you hail from, Nick?
Originally from London, England, okay. But I've lived in the U.S. since 2012.
I've been to Stonehenge, and I don't get it. They think it was underwater at some point, but how do you explain Stonehenge? I mean, that's south of London, isn't it?
It's a really spooky one because not only do we not really know quite how they erected all those blocks, which weigh hundreds of tons, but they were transported hundreds of miles. And we see this sort of thing with monuments all over the world. There's so many mysteries about our ancient past.
Hmm. Well, Nick Pope, you see this guy on stage Friday night at the
yes.
Virginia, right? So we are rooting for you to have a big time program, and we hope a lot of people see you and come to the Virginia.
The Virginia org for .org for tickets, and I see that Farron's Pub and Eatery has the relationship with Ancient Aliens Live, and they will be serving some things in the Eastern Lobby
nice.
At intermission. They have a selection of fine wines and crafts beers also. So they know that this is mainly a lot of older people that like this Ancient Aliens Live 21+. And so I think that's great that we're kind of partnering with local businesses in downtown Champaign to have this great experience about Project Earth. I'm looking forward to your insight, and I'm so glad you were able to come on the show. Nick Pope, we welcome you on Friday. Have you ever been to the Champaign-Urbana area?
it hasn't, but we are all very much looking forward to coming.
Well, we'll look forward to meeting you, Nick. Thanks for being on this morning. Hope it's a great show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nick Pope, cast member for Ancient Aliens Live at the Virginia Theater Friday night.
That's right, the History Channel's longest running series.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's been more than 8 hours now since vehicles and workers are believed to have fallen into a Baltimore River from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge hit by a container ship. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
Everyone, this is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted.
There are reports of perhaps 7 people missing and 2 rescued, 1 in serious condition. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange avoids extradition from the United Kingdom to the United States to face espionage charges for now.
2 judges say they'll allow him to appeal if the U.S. can't assure them of his safety and right to freedom of expression. Lawyers for the United States government have been given until a hearing in May to make their case.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Assange is accused of illegally obtaining then publishing confidential military records supplied by former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning in 2010 and 2011. America's listening to Fox News.
Rising costs of goods, unpredictable weather, and seasonal depression got you feeling down? Let Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing brighten your winter blues. Dogtown is offering $1,000 off any Bradford Whitewater Heater, Rinnai Tankless Water Heater, or Bosch Mini Split Unit when you buy a Lennox Home Comfort System. No gimmicks, no hidden fees, just $1,000 in savings when you call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. Offering 0% financing options for qualifying applicants. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Community College enrollment increasing by a little more than 5% for the spring semester this year. Third largest increase in student enrollment in the past 15 years. Officials say it outpaces the national average growth for community colleges, which saw a growth of more than 2.5% between spring 2022 and the following spring. In order to accommodate construction activity at 1103 North Neal Street, Mid-Illinois Concrete closing one eastbound lane of Bradley Avenue between Randolph Street and Neal Street. The closure will occur tomorrow between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Eastbound traffic will be reduced to one lane in the area. Drive safe in those work zones and, again, slow down. Finding a line, I headed for Boston this week to take on number 2 seed Iowa State at TD Garden on Thursday in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA tournament. Number 3 seed Illini punched their ticket to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005 Saturday with a dominant 89-63 win over Duquesne. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign and Van Nuys. Saturday still in the midst of this storm system, continuing to generate a wide and expansive shield of moisture. A little more scattered, random nature, though, to rainfall here across East Central Illinois, the Twin Cities. Snows up through the northern plains. Heavier rains into the lower Great Lakes region will likely do it all over again early next week. Temperatures will slowly fall back into the 40s late this afternoon and evening time. Gusty southwesterly winds to 40 miles per hour. Some shower activity, maybe a thunderstorm this morning, even a stray shower this afternoon. Blustery, colder tonight, down to 31. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, colder and 47. We'll bottom out a little below freezing tomorrow night. Sunshine gets us back to 57 for the day on Thursday. Friday, milder, up to 64. Then over the weekend, some spotty shower activity on Saturday, the high near 65. Maybe a little rain late in the day, Easter Sunday at 58. Back into showers and thunderstorms here on Monday in the 60s. We'll cool back in the 50s with some dry time Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
All right, so I would take 3 wins and 4 losses right now for the Cardinals opening seven games.
Okay. Three wins. The Dodgers.
Dodgers and Padres. And, yeah. So
I had a story up about Shohei Ohtani and that
interpreter. I don't know what's up. I really don't. I know that the FBI, the IRS, some people you don't want into this, they're in because of the amounts and then exactly how it worked. But the fact that the story changed, Shohei appeared yesterday with an interpreter, a new one.
And there were like 70 media represented. And they're talking about his involvement.
He said didn't have any involvement. A guy stole money from him.
Right. Very sad and shocked that someone I've trusted.
But I thought his name was on the wire. That's what was confusing. Shohei Ohtani's name was on the wire because it was like, I'm going to help you out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He said, I never bet on anything.
Right.
Anyway, it's
never asked anybody to do that on my behalf.
Never took questions either.
New interpreter.
So, never took questions. Mm. I
$4.5 million in wire transfers.
Well, what I don't get too is a bookie. This was not a legal operation. That's part of this.
Right.
But nobody lets you accumulate $4.5 million. Nobody. Unless they're pretty sure you got it.
Ohtani's camp initially said Ohtani transferred the funds to cover Mitsuhara's debt.
But then they changed the story the next day.
Right.
See, that's what's weird.
And he talks about how there's lies and his trust has been, it's all been a complete lie.
Well, how does the interpreter have access to his money? That doesn't make any sense. I know he's a friend.
Right.
But you don't give your friends your bank account.
I mean, their relationship goes like 7 years or something.
I don't know. I just hope it's that he's not involved because, I mean, baseball's freaking out. Their number one star, the number one best known baseball player in the world.
Right.
This is the best known baseball player in the world, Shohei Ohtani. So I don't know. I really don't. They're going to try and see if there's anything bad about it. I don't know. But the Cardinals starting on the coast, the Cubbies have to play the World Series champions. That's no good.
Yeah.
What's up? Anyway, at LA, and Dylan Carlson appears to have gotten hurt on top of Tommy Edmond,
okay,
on top of Lars Nootbaar.
Darn it.
So now Victor Scott III, who is at our caravan.
Yes.
He might be bumped up.
Okay.
So it's, and the Cardinals beating the Dodgers any game.
Right.
Would be kind of a stretch for me.
Starting Thursday at 3:10 against the LA Dodgers right here on ESPN 93.5. Go Cardinals.
And Shohei is supposed to play, of course, and mm-hmm. So that'll be there. And it's Shohei's first game. Dodger Stadium sold out, blah, 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 blah,
right,
blah. So it's just a hard open.
And when he was in Seoul with the opening with the San Diego Padres last week, didn't he have some big hits?
Yeah, he did.
So
no, he's the best hitter. That's why Stevie J, as manager, would never pitch to him. I would walk him.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals came out 6-3 over the Cubs yesterday. Heard some action over on US 105.
On their way to L.A., they stopped in Mesa.
Okay.
Because they play in Florida. So they're headed to L.A., so I think they just picked up a game.
Okay, I like that. So, and, of course, the Cubs and Texas Rangers over on US 105.9 with a 6:35 start on Thursday.
And that's in Texas, I do
believe.
Justin
Steele.
Why would they do it during the Sweet 16? Why would you compete? Go in the day.
Okay.
Play during the day.
Well,
the world's watching the
like
NCAA.
They were thinking about that when they set the schedule.
Don't you? wait a minute. If the Super Bowl's on, you don't schedule a game. I mean, there's nothing going on. I mean, this is the NCAA, and it's going to have the number one ratings. The Cub fans might watch Texas if your team's out, but Illinois is in, so you're interested. Anyway, I would have scheduled the opening day should be day game.
I think it should be in April, too. Why are they pushing things so early?
Because they want to give more day off.
Okay.
They want days off for the players as part of the union thing, mm-hmm. where they want to. And you can't. 20 games in a row is a lot. And sometimes they're playing 20 games in a row.
Wow.
That's a lot of days in a row to get a hit, right? Anyway, it's baseball time, and the Cubs are going to start in Texas, and the Cardinals got to go to the West Coast, and I'll take 3 wins and 4 losses right now for 7. And then I'll be in St. Louis a week from Thursday.
Yes, on April 4th?
Yeah. It'll be opening day for the Cardinals hosting the Marlins.
Okay.
And excited to be there. Opening day is such a special time for St. Louis. And I'm hoping it's not like a 1-6 road trip to where everybody's boo. I really hope it's like 3-4. That's great.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job. All right, 844. Quick sports headlines coming up.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2585. 86. Go Illini!
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
All righty, quick check of our sports headlines with Diane Ducey at 8:46.
We'll be watching the second round of from Eugene, Oregon, with the Duck Invitational as our Illinois golf team is in action. And it got hot in the last part of the round yesterday and tied for first, so that's good. Of course, our Illinois basketball team is in Boston Thursday with a 9:09 tip against Iowa State and the Cyclones. The women will be in action against Tulsa and the Golden Hurricane at 6:30 on Thursday. So go Illini. Also trending in Illinois sports, American Football Coaches Association Board of Trustees member for the second time in his career. Congratulations, Coach Brett Bielma. Illinois football in action at the end of August on the 29th, a Thursday against EIU. They haven't told us what time that will be. Washington over the Bulls, 107-105. Pacers beat the LA Clippers, 133-116. We'll have the LA Lakers in Milwaukee at 6:30 this evening. NHL action had Vegas over the St. Louis Blues, 2-1. And when it comes to women's basketball in the postseason, Caitlin Clark with her home finale with 32 points as Iowa beat West Virginia 64-54. Penn State, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Purdue all winners in the postseason on the women's side. NIT action tonight has Georgia at Ohio State at 6 p.m. this evening. And, of course, we're looking forward to the St. Louis Cardinals on Thursday with a 3:10 start in L.A. to take on the Dodgers. The Cubs will be in Texas with a 6:35 start using Justin Steele on the mound. The Cardinals, by the way, using Miles Michaelis. Yeah, we're out of the gate with Major League Baseball on Thursday. That's why we're having a little bit of a party in the afternoon with the big, huge smoker from Tim Onstott, going to be treating us to some smoked meats, and especially the guys with the drive.
Yeah, will the boys be are excited. This is just a practice kind of a smoke for
That's
him
right.
to get ready for competitions in 2024. But we're excited to have Tim here in Philo. And again, it's not, if you want to come by and ask Tim a smoking question, that's fine. But we're not serving food. It's just kind of here and kind of fun.
That's right.
To have his big rig. You want to drive by and see the rig. Oh, my gosh. This thing,
it's nearly 70 feet or
it's
something.
It's like a house. It's not going to block traffic or anything, but it's just unbelievable.
We'll have the orange cones up.
Yeah, orange cones will be up for our little parking area.
That's right.
Okay, check your weather with Greg. That will be coming up next. ESPN 93.5.
Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free sun for all. Champagne and Van Ham is Saturday. Most of the organized rains of yesterday. While off to the north and east of us, still a stout wind pattern. New activity in the form of scattered showers, a couple of thunderstorms making their way across the western end of the state. They'll be in here as the morning wears on. Meanwhile, winter storm conditions through the upper Midwest, western Great Lakes region. A bit of a break in this active weather pattern over the end part of the week. And by early next week, we're back into the thick of it with more widespread rains. Temperatures for the day today into the 50s. They'll fall back in the mid to upper 40s. This afternoon, though, and towards evening time, with southwesterly winds gusting still to 40 to 45 miles per hour, that wind will diminish here slowly later on tonight, down to a colder low of 31, tomorrow partly sunny 47, back into the 50s with sunshine Thursday, 64 on Good Friday and over the Easter holiday weekend, what's left of it, 65, stray shower chance Saturday, some rain late in the day on Sunday, Easter high 58, showers and thunderstorms Monday next week, we pop back into the 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana invested in our community since 1908. Before you buy your home in 2024, we invite you to speak with one of our experienced lenders, Jack, Jim, Kim, or Lane. Experience the convenience of working with a local lender with local service, decisions, and loan underwriting in our comfortable offices. Visit us to experience the exceptional friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. We do. 356bank.com, First Federal, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
I haven't played this. I gotta play this every day.
You're right.
As long as we're in the darn thing.
Right? We're looking live in downtown Philo as we root for our Illini. Iowa State Thursday, 9:09 tip-off in Boston.
Okay, so the Stever is $1,000 off a $2,000 spend at Carpet Weavers. They have furniture. They have flooring. If you have a project and you want $1,000 off when you spend $2,000, yeah, not going to get that anywhere else.
Talking with Mike Turner earlier today about the anniversary sale happening at Carpet Weavers. So if you're looking for some upgrades in your home, head to 616 West Market View in Champaign. They've got some really good deals with the Mohawk flooring.
So there you go. And again, 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. Text in Carpet Weavers. And we'll know that you're interested in winning this today. That'd be a heck of a gift.
Awesome. GoStever.com for all of your great offers that we have every day. So,
okay, we were trying to line up our interview with Luke Goody for the boys, and guess what? His schedule changed.
Yeah.
So that's normal. It's just particularly now. These guys, I bet they don't know. I bet half of them don't know what day they're in.
That's right.
What day is it?
We have trouble with that.
I have trouble with the month.
Tuesday the 26th.
I have trouble with, forget the date. And I'm thinking, is this March?
We're getting into Holy Week here, and, you know, Easter's coming up on Sunday.
Good Friday, the most important, the important, most important day of the year for Christians.
Man.
Because nothing else would be going on if we didn't believe Jesus rose from the dead. I mean, if there was no resurrection, there'd be no Christmas, obviously.
Right.
We'd celebrate the birth of Jesus. So it's may we bless you with all peace. And I think hallow, and I see, you know, the guy that plays Jesus on The Chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a lot of good with that app.
They sure are.
Getting people to pray with them right away. And mm-hmm. and has there been a more prominent Jesus actor than, I don't even know his name. But he was also in the movie with Kelsey Grammer.
Yes.
About the 1970s revitalization of Christianity and stuff.
Okay.
It was really a good movie, and he was kind of a guy in that one. He wasn't as good.
The Chosen.
The Chosen is a series,
right?
But the movie.
Jonathan Rumi.
Yeah, Jonathan Rumi's the actor.
Right.
But the movie with Kelsey Grammer, can't think of the name, but it was really, really well done. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Jesus Revolution.
Yeah, the Jesus Revolution. Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
I have this wonderful dog named Rusty, and we live in a small town, and every evening we go for a walk. And recently on that walk, I stopped and was looking up at the stars. Wow! I marveled at their formations and their brightness. And at that point, I realized these same stars were shining brightly when my friend, Jesus Christ, was living on Earth. Even today, we still wish upon these stars. Well, instead of wishing and hoping, allow me to introduce to you my best friend, Jesus Christ. He has always kept his promises, will always be by your side, providing a light to guide your steps, offering a love that will never leave you, and willingly extending a forgiveness and understanding for all wrongs. But most important, providing hope for today and hope for tomorrow. Just reach out. Jesus will put his arms around you and offer comfort, strength, and courage for all eternity. He only asks for your love, willingness to help others, and a dedicated commitment to walk with him. It's really that simple.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
What is most important in your life? This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that can help clients like you realize your goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm.